This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Hi, I want to welcome you to Trump.news. This is Mike Adams, known as the Health Ranger. I'm the founder and editor of naturalnews.com. I'm widely known as one of the leaders of the independent media, reaching, I don't know, perhaps over 10 million people a month across all of our website properties. That's a very conservative number, by the way. Anyway, Trump.news is now live, and it will be covering all the important news on Donald Trump, who, I will readily admit, represents the best opportunity to save this country, perhaps the last opportunity to save this country from the destruction that has been brought upon it by people like Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and many, many other people who shall go unnamed. We're talking about the mass destruction of our economy, the destruction of our civil rights, of our privacy. You know, we've got a police state that has been brought in by not just Obama, but President Bush before him, the Patriot Act, the 9/11 events, and, you know, the involvement of the Saudis and the standing down of the U.S. defense systems to allow that attack to take place. All of these things happened under the Bush administration, and then the Obama administration after that continued the economic destruction, the open borders policy, the massive invasion of the United States with illegal immigrants, taking jobs from African Americans and hardworking folks all across America who are now finding themselves out of work, jobless, desperate. This country is headed for an absolute collapse at so many levels, economically, morally, just due process and the rule of law has been abandoned by people like Hillary Clinton and Eric Holder, you know, former head of the Attorney General Department of Justice under Obama, who ran guns into Mexico, Operation Fast and Furious, all of these things. I could go on. There are hundreds of examples of the massive criminality and corruption and destruction that has been brought to this country by these people deliberately, people who are enemies of America. And Donald Trump is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to attack the establishment, to perhaps, and it's still a long shot even when he's in office, but he's our best hope and our best chance to take back control of this country from these corrupt criminal elite. And finally, once that is done, return control to the people. Bring back the economic abundance that made this country great in the first place. And we intend to cover that at Trump.news. So you're going to find lots of stories about Donald Trump at Trump.news. We're going to be monitoring his entire presidential campaign. We're going to be in contact with his team, his public relations people. We're going to hopefully have some exclusive interviews with some of his team members, maybe with Donald Trump himself at some point. We are aiming to be the leading voice on Trump for the independent media during this campaign, just on this website, Trump.news. So watch for it. We'll have updates there for you every single day. We're going to be exposing the media lies about Trump. We're going to be highlighting what Trump actually stands for and pointing out why Donald Trump is by far the best candidate now, you know, between, I mean, it's come down to him and Hillary Clinton, essentially. I don't think Bernie Sanders is going to be allowed by the DNC to have the nomination. So it's it's Trump versus Clinton. And Hillary Clinton, as I hope you know, is an absolute criminal monster. And because we are so freaked out by how evil she is, we also have a website called Clinton.news. So you can go to Clinton.news and you can find out just what a corrupt, evil monster she really is. And you may notice here, I'm not pretending that these are neutral websites. They are not. We are not neutral on the question of Trump versus Clinton. Not by a long shot. We are, when it comes down to these two people, we are 100% pro-Trump and 100% anti-Clinton. And that's what these websites are going to reflect. You see, the mainstream media is just full of crap when they try to say, oh, they're objective. We report, you decide. No, they don't. They're all biased. They just try to hide it. But we don't try to hide it. We come out and just tell you, look, Trump's the best chance to save this country. We're pro-Trump. Read Trump.news and you're going to find out why. You know, we just tell you the truth. Clinton is a criminal. She needs to be arrested. I mean, in fact, one of the best reasons to vote for Donald Trump is in the hope that once he gets in the White House, he will call for the arrest and prosecution of Hillary Clinton over her Benghazi scandal. That's like, if there's no other reason to vote for Trump, that is reason enough right there. So we don't hide behind this false facade of neutral journalism. No, we want to save America from the destruction of people like Clinton and like Obama. And so we are going to support Donald Trump in this election as the last best chance to save this nation from destruction that may be absolutely imminent. And by the way, let me just say on the record, you, all of you listening, you have no freaking idea what is coming. When Trump, oh man, where do I even begin? You see, I know too much. This is the thing. Like Donald Trump, we know too much. Those of us who are tied in, who are sort of connected to a lot of sources in the country, we know too much. So we know what's coming. There will be massive false flags. This is going to sound like a conspiracy theory today, but after it happens, you'll know, I told you first, there's going to be a massive false flag attack to try to blame Trump or blame Trump supporters. And this could happen either before the election or between the election itself and the day that Trump is sworn into office. Look for a massive economic attack that is a deliberate economic implosion to bring down the economy. Even Michael Savage said this. He said that Obama is going to sabotage the economy on the way out. If Trump wins, Obama will try to destroy as much as possible before he leaves the White House. And I believe that. That's absolutely true. Michael Savage is correct. Secondly, there can be other types of false flags that will create an opportunity for the press to blame Trump and look for nuclear-related types of false flag terrorism, such as dirty bombs, radioactive contamination of water supplies, attempts to break into nuclear facilities like ISIS tried to do in Brussels, for example. Look for these types of false flag events and then look for the media to immediately blame Trump. Look, the establishment is going to try anything and everything to destroy Donald Trump, to blame him, to blame his supporters. They are desperate. They know that Trump will destroy the establishment and actually deliver real liberty and freedom back to the people. Trump will go into Washington and clean house. He'll issue arrest warrants for the top criminals in the establishment. He doesn't care. Well, I mean, he does care about America, but he's, what I mean is, he's not afraid. He's not afraid to apply the law to these global elite criminals like Hillary Clinton. So the establishment is going to do every possible thing they can think of to stop him. Look for Obama to issue an executive order giving massive, massive voting rights to illegal immigrants right before the election. Yep, that's probably going to happen as well. Look for the Democrats to commit massive, widespread fraud, criminal behavior in the elections. You know they're going to do it. They do it at every election. Look for, again, economic destruction. Look for false flags. Look for possible mass riots being funded by George Soros, civil unrest in the cities. We're talking about people, social justice warriors, setting their cities and towns on fire. You know, we've seen a little bit of this already in Arizona. Look for a lot more of it to happen. This is all going to be part of the effort of the establishment to create massive chaos and even terrorism and economic catastrophe so they can blame Trump or delay Trump or stop Trump. They'll do anything. They'll destroy America if they have to, just to try to keep Trump out of office. But you know what? They're going to fail. They can't stop this. You know, Trump is himself a brilliant tactician. He is a very successful business person. And as a business owner myself, I admire that in other people. You have to be super smart to succeed in the business environment today, because the government has such a punitive stance toward small businesses and large businesses alike. Just to survive, you have to be incredibly resourceful, adaptive, and even clever. I know that firsthand, because that's the only way we've survived as well. The government's constantly doing things to destroy our business. So Trump is a brilliant tactician. He's a very successful business person. He can win this thing. And even after he wins it, he can really make changes in Washington. I mean, serious changes that scare the establishment to death. And that's why they will try anything and everything to stop him. So check out the website trump.news. We're going to be covering this 100% unabashed pro-Trump news. And at clinton.news, it's 100% anti-Clinton news. Aren't you glad we got clinton.news before they did? Before Hillary bought it? Yeah, we bought these about a year ago. Right when the .news domain name, top-level domain, became available, I snapped up trump.news and clinton.news, foreseeing the fact that Trump would be the nominee. Isn't that interesting? Now, we also have, by the way, whitehouse.news. That's something else you can check out. And our main political website is newstarget.com. So, lastly, I would just say, don't believe all the lies that the mainstream media has said about Donald Trump. The media lies about all of us who are whistleblowers, all of us who threaten the establishment, all of us across the board, scientists alike, journalists, you name it. All of us are routinely defamed, slandered, lied about constantly by the establishment. Why? Because they know that the truth will destroy the establishment. The truth about vaccines, the truth about glyphosate and the weed killer poison that the EPA says you can eat. You know, the truth about lead in the water supply, the truth about the national debt, you know, the truth about the criminality of the Obama regime. All of these truths threaten the establishment, and that is why they will stop at nothing to try to destroy Donald Trump. Again, he is our last opportunity, our last chance to save this country from absolute destruction. And that's why he deserves our vote. He's putting his life on the line to try to save a country full of people, half of whom hate him. I mean, imagine how much backbone and courage it takes for a man like that to stand up and say, I'm gonna save this country, even for those people who don't value being saved. Even for those people who hate me, I'm still going to work in the interests of this country. That takes some balls. That takes backbone. Donald Trump has proven himself through this campaign, so now he deserves our support to get him into the White House safely so that he can start bringing back America, restoring the America that we once had that has been lost through corruption and in some cases apathy by the voters. And the mainstream media and its collusion and just constant lying and corruption, the media has become a total joke. And that's why we, the independent media, are rising up now. That's why we're getting all the readers now. I mean, this is why people don't trust the mainstream media anymore. I think, 6% of the people trust the mainstream media? But the independent media, like Trump.news or Natural News or NewsTarget.com, that's what people trust, because they know we're real people. We're really passionate people. And yeah, we have a point of view. Of course we do. That's human. Every human has a point of view. To say that you don't have a point of view is a lie. There's no such thing as completely objective journalism. Doesn't exist. it's a big lie told by CNN and MSNBC. If you want the truth, about the Trump campaign, go to trump.news. So we're going to be hammering that website hard with our in-house team. We're going to be bringing you news. We're going to be bringing you interviews, commentary, observations, all kinds of things. And you just watch. You just wait. There will be false flags. There will be social unrest created on purpose. There will be events that take place before the end of this year, 2016, events that we have never seen in the history of this country, events that will be staged to try to stop Donald Trump. I hope you're ready. I hope you've got your food supply. I hope you've got your rifle and your 5.56 ammo. I hope you have some home defense. I hope you have a water supply. I hope you are ready for what's coming in this country. I mean, we're looking at massive. I don't want to say civil war. I'm not saying it's going to be that, but it's going to be. We're talking about organized, funded opposition against Trump that will try to destroy anything in this country, anything that it takes for them to stop Trump. They'll try anything. So be ready for it. We're headed into some very, very bizarre and interesting times. Again, this will never happen again in our lifetime. This is maybe a once-in-a-century type of event. To have an outsider, a truly independent person, beat the establishment, beat the machine, survive the onslaught of media lies, and get into a position where he can actually win the White House in a Democratic election because the people are so pissed off. This has never happened in our lifetimes, and it will never happen again in our lifetimes. Once in a lifetime opportunity. Let's get Trump into the White House. Let's save America. And maybe, just maybe, we can beat back this corrupt criminal regime that has taken over Washington over the last, decade or more. Just maybe we have a chance right now to make this happen. So visit trump.news. And we'll help bring you ideas and information that can empower you in this effort to take America back and make America great again. Thanks for listening. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.